This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Voting underway across the country, Election Commission says voter turnout 35% until 12 noon. 14 people killed in a jeep accident at Sangja, and North Korea announces first death from COVID-19. Now the news in detail. A jeep carrying voters met with an accident in Sangja. District Police Office Sangja said at least 14 people have been killed when a jeep carrying voters to a polling station met with an accident at Arkal Bas of Waling Municipality 14. Police say the deceased have been identified as Maya Poon of Waling 14, Pravin Kumar, Kuldeep Kumar, Deem Kumar Kumar, Hari Kala Kumar, Tek Kala Kumar, Jamuna Kumar, Vim Kala Kumar, Mua Kumari Kumar, Pot Kumari Kumar, Januka Kumar, Gandali Kumar, Meena Kumari Kumar, and Fuldevi Kumar. According to our chairperson, Jambar Bahadur Shrestha, 14 people have died, 9 have been sent to Pokhara for treatment, and 3 are undergoing treatment at Gaurav Primary Hospital. The jeep was carrying 25 passengers. Police say that further investigation into the incident is underway. Voting begins in the local level elections that kicked off at all 753 units across the country at 7 a.m. today. Voting is underway in 21,955 polling centers fixed at 10,756 polling stations across the country, and it will continue till 5 p.m. today. People will be electing a total of 35,221 representatives, who include mayors, chiefs and deputy mayors, deputy chiefs, ward chairs, Dalit women members, women members and open ward members through today's election, taking place the second time since the country switched to a federal setup. It may be noted that 390 candidates have been already elected unopposed in the election, and it happened following the nomination registration of a single candidacy for the required post. According to Election Commission, 65 political parties are taking part in the election, though it had registered 79 parties for the election purposes. The Election Commission said the voter turnout under the local level election was 35% throughout the country as of 12 noon today. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Powder said the voting is taking place peacefully and in an enthusiastic manner across the country, barring some incidents. Voting has been obstructed at some polling stations in Dolakha, Sarlai, Saptari, Ramechhap, Parbat, Humla and Bajura due to minor dispute. He said that voting will be started soon at the polling stations where it could not take place. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Dewa cast his ballot in local level election at Ruakhola in Ganyapudura municipality in Dalidwar district. Likewise, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has voted in the local election from Sindhupalchok. He reached the Seti Devi Panchakanya Secondary School based polling station at Kubinde of Chautara Sangachogadi municipality 4 to cast his ballot in the election. Similarly, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha visited the Pasupati Secondary School polling station at Modi Rural municipality in Parbat to cast his ballot in the local election. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli cast his ballot in local level election. Oli visited Mohinder Santi School in Balkot, Bhaktapur. CPN Unified Socialist Chair and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal today visited the Ram Janaki Kanya Basic School Polling Center A in Gaur Municipality 1, Rautaha to take part in the voting under the local level election. Likewise, former Prime Minister Jarunath Khanal also voted in the election from the National Basic School based polling center at Karfok of Suryoday Municipality 9 in Elam. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Dilendra Prasad Badu took part in the voting under the ongoing local level elections from Api Nampa Conservation Area Office A polling center at Mahakali Municipality 5 in Darchula district. Similarly, former Prime Minister and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's Federal Council Chair Dr. Baburam Bhattra Rai visited the Annapurna Secondary School at Palungtar Municipality 1 in Gorkha to cast his ballot for the local election. CPN Maoist Center Chair and former Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda cast his ballot in the local election from the polling station based in Nepal Police School, Santipur of Bharatpur Metropolis 14. An old man who went to the polls in Baitari has died. Police say the deceased has been identified as Hari Singh Bhat, 84, of Kapaldara in Dogra Kirsur Municipality 3. Similarly, a 70-year-old man of Patan Municipality 6 died who went to the polls in Patan Municipality 6 in Baitari. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. North Korea has confirmed its first death from COVID-19, with state media adding that tens of thousands more are experiencing fever symptoms. Six people died after suffering a fever, with one testing positive for Omicron, state media reported on Friday. It said 187,000 people with fever were being isolated and treated. While experts believe the virus has been present in the country for some time, the authorities only announced the first cases on Thursday. They said there had been an outbreak of the Omicron variant in the capital Pyongyang and announced lockdown measures. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Voting underway across the country. Election Commission says voter turnout 35% until 12 noon. 14 people killed in a jeep accident at Siangza, and North Korea announces first death from COVID-19. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinedionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.